in the next hour on Morning Ireland. Must do better. Here's a bonus. We'll talk to Junior Minister Damien English about the latest on Irish water and a multi-million euro government investment into science research, shooting and expelling sex offenders but ultimately failing victims. Sinn Féin TD Desi Ellis on how the IRA policed and punished sex abuse. Also, overruling the Pope, saving sons and daughters in the northeast, and in sport, a Euro rugby kickoff and a county final roundup.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Monday, the 20th of October, and you're listening to Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Gavin Jennings and Rachel English.
The headlines: Gardaí are warning of traffic disruption at Dublin Port this morning because of a protest by hundreds of hauliers over road taxes. EU foreign ministers are meeting in Luxembourg to discuss a more coordinated approach to the Ebola crisis. And the North's First Minister, Peter Robinson, is to meet Maria Cahill, the Belfast woman who says she was raped by a member of the IRA and subsequently interrogated by senior members of the organisation. Brian Jennings has the news in full.
Gardaí are warning of traffic disruption at Dublin Port this morning because of a protest by hauliers over higher road tax for lorries here compared to the UK. Trucks are being prevented from exiting the port and the North Wall Quay roundabout is blocked. Diane Connor reports.
Shortly after 5 this morning, truck drivers started a blockade around Dublin Port. It's part of a campaign calling on the government to change the system of road tax for commercial vehicles before the budget is passed into law. At the moment, it costs €4,000 to tax every six-axle truck here, compared to £640 in the north. The hauliers are also protesting over a tax of £10 on every truck entering the UK. The Irish Road Hauliers Association says 50,000 people are employed in the haulage sector, and if things do not change, these jobs will be at risk. They say they will continue their protest until around 10 this morning, causing traffic delays for motorists. Gardaí have warned of delays affecting inbound traffic approaching the city centre from the M1 and M50, and are advising motorists to find alternative routes. Diane Connor, RTÉ News at Dublin Port.
European Union foreign ministers are gathering in Luxembourg this morning for a meeting that will be dominated by the global health scare caused by the Ebola virus. Foreign ministers are expected to push for a more coordinated approach to Ebola at European level, so that more health workers from member states can be encouraged to travel to West Africa to join the effort in containing the spread of the virus. From Luxembourg, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The World Health Organization reckons that by December there will be up to 10,000 new cases of Ebola per week, with up to 70% of victims dying. While recriminations continue about the world's slow response to the epidemic, the emphasis now is on how to contain the virus at source, namely in the West African countries of Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea. That means flooding the region with qualified health workers, providing thousands of beds and isolation expertise, and trying to change the behaviour of communities caught up in the epidemic. There is a consensus that Europe and America are best equipped to respond to these needs. While the UK, France and Germany have been taking the lead in providing beds, funding and aircraft, it's felt that more needs to be done to reassure European doctors and nurses contemplating a frontline mission that they will receive any medical attention needed, either in the field or through a medical evacuation. The problem is that the more health workers who attend to the source of the outbreak, the more medical evacuation capacity is required. Tony Connolly, RTÉ News, Luxembourg.
Meanwhile, further tests are to be carried out on a Spanish nurse who contracted Ebola to confirm she is completely free of the virus. A Spanish government statement said tests on Teresa Romero, who was the first person to contract Ebola outside West Africa, were negative yesterday. She became ill after caring for two infected priests in a Madrid hospital. It comes as the World Health Organization is expected to declare Nigeria free of Ebola later today. The outbreak there has been limited to 8 deaths from 20 cases since July. Northern Ireland's First Minister Peter Robinson is to meet Maria Cahill at Stormont today. Ms Cahill claims she was raped by a member of the IRA in 1997 when she was a teenager and was later interrogated by the IRA about her accusations. Last night, the Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams said that the IRA acted as a police force in many nationalist areas during the Troubles, and was ill-equipped to deal with allegations of sexual abuse. In an article published on his blog, Mr. Adams outlined how Republicans dealt with allegations of child abuse, saying that the IRA on occasion shot alleged sex offenders or expelled them. US military aircraft have dropped weapons, ammunition and medical supplies to Kurdish fighters battling Islamic State militants in the key Syrian town of Kobani. Previous US airstrikes have helped to push back IS militants intent on taking control of the town, which lies near the border with Turkey. The move is likely to anger America's ally Turkey, which has fought a decades-long insurgency by the Kurdish militant group PKK. The supplies dropped by American planes were provided by Kurdish authorities in Iraq. A two-year-old girl is being treated in hospital after a suspected assault in County Armagh. The alleged attack happened in Bessbrook yesterday evening. A man in his 20s has been arrested and has been questioned about the assault. A 38-year-old man has been killed in a road crash in Dublin city centre. He died when his motorbike collided with a bus outside the Broadstone bus depot at Constitution Hill just before midnight last night. The government has announced details of five new world-class scientific research centres in which €245 million of state and industry funding is to be invested. The six-year investment will directly support the jobs of 700 existing and new researchers. Our science and technology correspondent, Will Goodbody.
The centres which are being announced under the Science Foundation Ireland Research Centres programme span a variety of areas of science considered critical and emerging sectors of the economy. ADAPT's focus will be on connecting people digitally. Connect will research computer and telecom networks. Curum will be all about medical devices of the future. iCrag will aim to discover and harness new raw materials and energy resources, while Liro is a software research centre. Two of the centres will be led by Trinity College Dublin, with NUI Galway, UCD and University of Limerick all leading one each. But in total, 14 academic institutions across the country will be involved in running the five centres. €155 million of the funding will be invested by the Exchequer, with the €90 million balance coming in cash and in-kind contributions from 165 industry partners like Google, Microsoft, Tullow Oil and FBD. The announcements, to be made formally later today by Jobs Minister Richard Bruton, will bring to 12 the number of world-class centres established by SFI.
Now the time is coming up to 8 minutes past 8.